Community Connection on the way next. We have guests for Relay for Life now. Coming on with us here in just a little bit, this Community Connection will be brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma and Tall Grass Motors. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Community Connection, again with Relay for Life now.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And we'll continue with the Community Connection on this Monday morning. It's 8:36. We have Tina Ewing and Linda Dolzell, part of the event committee members. They're both event committee members, and they're also part of one of the nine teams, part of Relay for Life now, which is a Nowata, Osage, and Washington counties. Your guys' team is called Mad Dog Dolzell, correct?
That's right.
Why the name?
Well, we started our team in 2002. My husband, Ken Dolzell, died of cancer in 2001, and so the following spring, we decided, a group of his friends and, you know, family, to start our team and to name it after his intramural sports nickname, which is Mad Dog. So that's why we are a team, and that's why we're called that.
Cool. Is this your first year being named Mad Dog, or...?
We've always been Mad Dogs.
Always been Mad Dog. Yep.
Yes.
It's awesome. It's a really cool name.
He's a very competitive person on the volleyball court.
So. Oh, yes. Yes, I don't blame him there. Volleyball is a really fun sport to play. So hopefully, he was very competitive. So again, Relay for Life of Nowata, Osage, and Washington Counties, 2019. You guys are going to be starting this weekend. Do you have a new time slot this year?
We do. We're going to try to do it from 4 in the afternoon till 10 p.m. in the evening, and it's going to be all on a Saturday, so hopefully more families can come out during the daytime and enjoy the food trucks and the vendors and just have a good time with everybody.
Sounds good. You guys also, is there any other reason why you changed the time as well this year to it being like earlier in the day?
I think we were hoping to have more participation.
Okay.
At the event, whether it was more teams, whether it was more survivors being able to come, or people that are actually right now fighting cancer. It's during the day. It's not quite as hot during May. And when we had it before in June, it got pretty hot, and humidity was very difficult for people to deal with.
Okay. So. Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. Of course, you want people to be comfortable at this event. And that's a good time to do it. And it's, as you mentioned as well, with it being in May, not nearly as hot. What can people expect, and where is this going to take place this year?
We're at the Johnstone Pavilion, right beside the YMCA. They're on the corner leading into Kitty Park. We have food trucks. We have the Spastic Cow, Shaved Ice Shack, and the Barbecue Shack. And we also have a couple of vendors, Usborne Books, and more, and Blinging with Helen will be among the vendors. And we're also having a silent auction, and the silent auction items are donated by each team, and you just run it like a silent auction and we hope to raise some more money for cancer that way.
Do you know what items you have so far from the silent auction, or for the silent auction, I should say?
Well, I know that we have a woodcrafted clock donated by Sean Ewing.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. I've seen it. And we have some tickets for places to go in Kansas City, Dallas, and Branson donated by this radio station. We have some rustic cuff bracelets. And that's what I know coming.
For sure.
But there are other teams are all donating things, and I don't know what they're all bringing.
Okay.
So.
And you were mentioning earlier that you guys are part of the Mad Dog Dozell team. I saw that you guys have 9 teams registered so far. How many teams, or how can people register? Are you still taking team registrations at this time?
We are. They could go online. If you go to relayforlife.org, Bartlesville, and just follow the path. We also have an American Cancer representative, Susan Erler, and you can contact her at 918-691-0280.
Okay.
Or any one of us that you happen to know that have teams. And we sure would help you get there. And even if you don't want to formally register a team, come on out. You could bring a tent if you want, but bring your lawn chairs and just join us and see what it's all about.
Okay. And, of course, you have your Facebook page, too. Can people register that way as well?
They will find the path to register that way, yes.
Okay. Now, you guys obviously are celebrating and honoring cancer survivors. It's a large part of Relay for Life of NOWATA, Osage, and Washington counties. Well, how are you guys celebrating the survivors?
Well, we have a survivor lap where only they walk. We also have survivors. If they come out, they can sign up that night. And each survivor receives a purple t-shirt,
yes,
free of charge. Is they can come out. We usually have a snack table for the survivors, and we just try to make them feel special and try to join them in their fight and try to encourage them to keep fighting.
And we at the survivor table with the snacks, and we try to make sure they have a place to sit and are in the shade, try to keep them as comfortable as possible. Water, you know, water bottles.
Yeah,
they're totally a big part. They are a big part of this event, and we love to see the purple shirts that are out there.
How long have you guys been putting on the survivor lap? Ever since you guys started in, what you said, 2002?
We started in 2002. I know the event has been in Bartlesville
or at least
more than
20.
Yes, we already celebrated our 20-year anniversary, so more than 20 years. And every event all over this country and other places always has the survivor lap, and it's traditional to have the purple t-shirts for the survivors to wear and show that victory lap.
And they didn't have to pre-register for the shirts, they're just all there available for them?
Yes. You do need to register when you come. Either register early or register before opening ceremonies, which is at 4:30.
Yes.
That way you'll make sure you have your shirt on when the lap starts.
Okay.
We also do a luminary ceremony. It's a little bit later in the evening, but that's a way to honor someone that is fighting. Or like I do in memory of my dad, who died of lung cancer. So the luminaries are $5 a piece, and we light them all at once, and it's a very important ceremony. Everyone is in tune to what's being said. This year we've also brought in appreciation. If you want to do a luminary in appreciation of someone that's maybe giving up their time as a caregiver or someone you feel helped you in your fight of cancer.
You know when the luminary ceremony will take place this year? Is it normally the last day?
It'll be around 9 o'clock because since we're closing at 10, we like to have it, when it becomes dark, after the sun sets. But it'll probably be 9 o'clock.
You know how many people participate in this every year, by chance? Or
The numbers have fluctuated.
They have. It's fluctuated. It depends. Last year we had it at Johnstone Pavilion, but there was also a big party going on at the Price Tower. We're hoping to pick up people who are in the downtown area without a different activity to do this year.
Okay. Is that another reason why you picked the May 18th date this year? Or
yes.
Because it didn't conflict with anything else?
That's right.
We hope it doesn't conflict.
Knock on wood. I'll knock on wood for you guys right now. Fingers crossed and everything.
All right.
And you guys, obviously... Sorry, let me flip the page here. It's a fundraising event for the American Cancer Society, obviously. So the funds for this go towards the American Cancer Society, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. A lot of our funds go to research for all kinds of cancers, not one in particular.
Do you have a set goal for, like, how much you're trying to raise this year or no?
As a team?
Yes.
Or,
well, as a team, most people pledge $100 each, but we have team members that raise over $1,000. So last year we raised $8,000 just from our team. So I guess that's our goal.
Yeah.
To do that again. Every year we do a little better, you know. So, and some of the business-sponsored teams raise much more than that. But I think our overall goal is $75,000
for the
event.
For Nuwata Osage in Washington.
$75,000, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Is that normally your guys' goal annually, like every year you put on this event?
We try to be realistic, depending on how many teams we register. But yes, that's a good
some
goal
years
for
are
us.
Better than others.
What would you say with the teams that you have registered so far, where does that put you at compared to where you've been in previous years?
It's about the same as last year.
Okay.
Yeah,
so pretty consistent then.
Yes.
Okay.
We have teams that return year after year, so but we'd like to invite anyone that would like to form a team and have some fun and yet still raise money for American Cancer Society. That's one of our big goals.
Okay.
The American Cancer Society uses this money also to help advocacy in Washington, D.C. for cancer research, and it also goes for programs to benefit cancer patients and their families. Our representative this year, Susan Erler, has a close family member that's been going through a cancer path for the last year. And so she said she has learned a lot about how to access the benefits that our money goes to. So she's a good resource.
What are some other stories that you guys hear when you're putting on this event and like how the money has helped other people like cancer survivors or those who are currently trying to go through therapy and all the chemo testing and everything with associated with cancer?
Well, many people have said that they've gotten rides. It also pays for, like, if your family stays with you, if you're in the hospital, American Cancer Society will help pay for motels. And also, Susan Erler brought up the fact that there, you can go get a wig at a certain office, and they're some of the best wigs ever. So that's where a lot of our money goes to also.
Okay. And I may not know specifically a person who's benefited from the treatments that they get. I mean, we do, but we can't pinpoint, I can't pinpoint that. But if you look at the statistics of someone maybe with a certain kind of cancer, how many deaths would have come 20 years ago and how many the percentages today, that's the research money. And that's really important to find a cure and treatments for all these cancers.
Okay. Well, I think we'll go ahead and take a quick break. It's about 8:48. We'll be right back with more Relay for Life of Nuwata Osage in Washington Counties on this Community Connection on this Monday morning.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And we're back with the Community Connection here on K1AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We are joined by Tina Ewing and Linda Dozell with Relay for Life of Nuwata Osage in Washington Counties. They're talking about the Relay for Life event that's taking place this weekend. It's a new month and a new time. It's a lot to be excited about coming up for this weekend, right?
Yes,
there really is. And I want to say our teams have been working for months to raise their money. And so what's coming up on Saturday, we have ways for people to donate, and you know, the silent auction is a fundraiser, but it's also a celebration of the work that we've done so far. It's like the end party to this season that we've been in.
How many months, you said you've been trying to raise funds for a few months now? When did that start?
Year-round.
Oh, year-round. Okay.
Last year, when that relay ended, we just started planning the next relay.
Not to take away from the event that's happening this weekend, kind of closing out this season, what do you guys have planned for what's ahead?
For what's ahead for next year, I'm not sure. We had a fundraiser to kick off our season this year. We had a talent showcase in Dewey, mm-hmm. and that was a lot of fun. And that was our kickoff. So we'll have to have something special again next year like that to try to involve the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys were at the Heritage Theater and Cafe and Pub. I remember that.
Yes.
So you think you'll try doing that again next year on top of other things?
I don't know if we'll do the same thing, okay. but we'll do something special.
All right. Sounds good. And you guys are going back to this event this year, the Relay for Life Now event at Johnstone Park Pavilion. It's your second year there. Where were you before that?
We've been at the Bartlesville High School football stadium, but we've also been at the Dewey football stadium for years.
For years. One year, a few years ago, it was a rainy season like we've just been experiencing, and we were actually in the livestock barn that night.
Okay.
instead of campsites, we had cattle stalls. That was a good one. But we've been at the Mid-High.
We were at the Mid-High a couple years in there. So the venue kind of changes.
From year to year.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to just involve as many people as possible.
And we really enjoyed Johnstone Pavilion last year. For one thing, it's a smaller place and the laps are shorter. You can actually, and that's easier for our survivors to feel like they've made the whole lap and it not be a football track. And so it was good. So.
Yeah, and it's probably a little bit more scenic too. You're on the Pathfinder Parkway as opposed to like, you know, seeing the same blue track. Nothing wrong with the Bartlesville High School track, but it's just a circle, a blue circle, and that would be kind of hard to see for a while.
Yes.
And passersby, people driving down the street can see us and stop to see what's going on and pick up a hamburger from the Spastic Cow or a sandwich from the barbecue shack.
Or some shaved ice. That's pretty good for this time of year.
Yes.
Again, just to kind of recap some of the things, you guys are going to have a silent auction. There's going to be a survivor lap. And you're still registering for teams. Like you said, you had nine. You guys are one of those teams. How could somebody become a sponsor for this event?
Contact Susan Erler.
Okay.
And she's at the American Cancer Society out of Tulsa. Or you can contact either one of us and we'll help you get signed up. We put out signs throughout for all our sponsors that sponsor, and so you'll have a sign out there that night so people know.
We try to show appreciation by getting the sponsors recognition. And the main thing right now, sponsorships and registering our survivors. We really want as many people as possible, and bring your families and let them walk with you. The second lap of the night is the caregiver lap. We honor our caregivers, and many of the survivors stay on the track and walk with their family members at that point.
Will you have some on-site registration to people maybe have forgotten about it? And
Yes.
Like, I know you have the survivor lap where you can obviously register there, but like for other events there at the event this weekend, you could register on site.
Yes.
And we also have caregiver shirts for sale that night. If they'd like to purchase a shirt, it all goes to the American Cancer Society Fund.
Okay.
So.
And, and if they want to try to register when they're there, did they just find somebody with staff?
We have a table set up.
Okay, you have a table set
up. And it'll be obvious. It'll be under the covered area of the pavilion at one end. And just come and see us down there. Tina will be there.
Yeah. And so anybody fighting cancer is considered a survivor during this time. They get... If you're fighting cancer and you want to come out and join us and sign up, that'd be great. If you're a survivor, come out and join us, sign up, walk the walk with us. If you're a caregiver, bring your survivor or bring your family. If you just want to honor someone, the luminary ceremony is a place for that. If you'd like to honor someone that you've lost to cancer, you know, the luminaries are $5 a piece. And they, like we said earlier, 9 o'clock, I think we're going to light up the luminaries.
And that's probably the easiest way to donate and to honor your cancer survivors and those who we've lost.
Yes, ma'am. And again, for those who are just listening, I think we are out of time. Relay for Life of Now, Nowata, Osage, and Washington Counties is taking place this weekend, Saturday, May 18th from 4 to 10 p.m. They'd love to see you out there at the Johnstone Pavilion, their second year putting on the event out there. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
It's very nice.
Sparking the fire last night.